This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I'm going to try to settle down a little bit. World War IV gets me a little agitated. And all this other news gets me agitated. You think I'm happy I've been proven right about them putting basically HIV virus, but it's even worse in the vaccines? No, I'm not. I'm not happy about being proven right. It's all over the news. That's coming up next segment. God help us. I mean, it's just the gullibility and the sheepishness of the public just brought these wolves, though. It's not your fault they're attacking you, but being naive is what allows this crap to go on, folks. We got to stop being naive. We can beat these people so easily. We can have such an incredible future together. We just got to get these satanic forces out of the way. And then educate everybody about how evil operates so it doesn't come back again. We can do unlimited things together. That's what I want for you and your family and your genetics, is unlimited potential, unlimited victory. I want you to have total victory. You need total victory. You will have total victory. But you've got to recognize the evil and say that you reject it. If you won't admit there's evil, you won't admit there's good. If you can't see the devil, you can't see God. Here's a little bit of a compilation of me talking about this 2 years ago, what's now unfolding. People that are taking the COVID vaccine are getting HIV/AIDS. Boom! There it is. They're giving you a new weaponized HIV with the vaccine, not the original virus.
It has nothing to do with bird flu, nothing to do with corona, nothing to do with SARS. They've taken a pneumonia virus and put HIV in it.
They call it a vaccine. The notion that these were false positives, I find a cover story. I think they were giving people HIV in these Franken shots.
But what really happens is, when you read the medical literature on the mRNA vaccines, it goes in and turns your immune system off and actually gets it where you will then accept similar viruses, which obviously they're going to be releasing. That's what the scientists are saying. They're going, this isn't even going to protect you. Why the hell are they doing this? It makes no sense.
The magnitude of the HIV virus delivery system being added to an airborne pneumonia is beyond Stephen King's The Stand. And that's what's admitted. Mainstream media admits that the Indian University is right that it has the HIV delivery system in it. I was trying to tell listeners that, hey, this coronavirus probably isn't that big a deal. It's a big UN drill. That's why you're seeing this overreaction. And I still hope that's the case, but Zero Hedge got suspended on Twitter for posting this article and then linking to the scientists that are in the major scientific paper published 2 days ago by one of the most prestigious, it's in the top two or three, colleges, Kusma School of Biological Sciences, India Institute of Technology, New Delhi. And this big report that's got scans of the virus, the RNA breakdown, the proteins, I mean, this is it. And so Zero Hedge got suspended for writing about this, but then I found all these other mainstream articles going, yeah, it's true. Here's the bombshell, that part of the HIV virus is part of this. So I spent, like I said, hours yesterday, hours today, obsessed on this, going into the studies, going into articles, and just dozens of big mainstream reports going, hey, yeah, it's got part of the AIDS virus in it, but that's no big deal. It's not man-made. It has nothing to do with bird flu, nothing to do with corona, nothing to do with SARS. They've taken a pneumonia virus and put HIV in it. Because HIV doesn't replicate well in the body, but it will take over your white blood cells, your T lymphocytes. It'll kill your defenses, but it doesn't replicate, it doesn't spread well. HIV just got added to a super communicable airborne pneumonia virus. And I just want Bill Gates and all the globalists to know something. Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. And that's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us, Roger Stone, on this huge, I mean, when we say huge, we mean huge in all capitals with about 10 exclamation points out behind it. Confirmation by documents filed in federal court of Hillary Clinton's campaign and then the intelligence agencies while Trump was president spying on him. Now, we already know all this. That's why I know what Durham files true, because it was actually there. In fact, guys, I always forget that New York Times headline from January 20th, that says Trump or wiretapped intercepts confirmed under Russian command. You start the image comes up. When you put that into Google, they may have blocked it, but we've done 100 reports on this or more. And we already knew about that beforehand, but there they were bragging. Oh, we know Trump's a Russian. We're spying on him. We're like, oh, really? They go, oh, no, we don't mean that. Forget it. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, now we know exactly what they did. And just like that was a hoax and a lie, the new claims that Russia is about to imminently attack and take over Ukraine is a lie. Russia already took over parts of Ukraine 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago. And Russia now says the U.S. and NATO are building up weapons and troops, which NATO says they are, and high-tech weapons. So that's why this is escalating to a bigger war. It's very simple. We're on Russia's doorstep, trying to take their oil pipelines, trying to cut off their gas pipelines on record, just like Biden cut off our pipeline. They're the eugenics, New World Order, austerity, depopulation, post-industrial world cult. But let me hit this, and I'm going to hit this more in the days and weeks to come. I want to get Dr. Boyle on. That was the first person I heard talk about this 2+ years ago. And it's this information. Overhead shot, please. Scientists discover new highly virulent HIV variant in the Netherlands. This is just one of hundreds of articles from Euronews.com. Then they go on to say suddenly HIV numbers are record levels, including in heterosexuals or people that aren't even having sex. And it says doctors and scientists are baffled by the massive increases in people showing AIDS-like symptoms, swollen lymph nodes, sores that never go away, cancers popping up, just having no immune systems. And sure enough, right on time, Chemistry World reports, trial start of mRNA vaccine for HIV. Oh, that just broke last week. Volunteers and the U.S. recently received the first experimental dose of a new type of HIV vaccine using Moderna's mRNA platform. The vaccine has been developed in partnership with the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, Bill Gates. While huge amounts of development are still required to create a successful vaccine, the speed and flexibility of mRNA may accelerate the process. So they give you a form of vaccine autoimmune deficiency disorder, or VADS. The virus itself that's man-made has the HIV delivery system. It attacks your white blood cells. This is mainline news. But, oh, it protects you from the outside virus. No, it doesn't. It's all a giant fraud. But you commit a crime this big, the average person just can't admit it. Yeah, there it is. ABC News reporting the same thing. So, let's expand on this here. Look at some of these past headlines. This goes back 2 years, January 31st, InfoWars. Coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fears of artificially created bioweapon. Not fears, it's confirmed. Indian scientists discover coronavirus engineered with HIV/AIDS-like insertion. And it goes on and on and on. Indian scientists discover coronavirus engineered with AIDS. Coronavirus, HIV. And then Australia had to suspend their vaccine, where they just did a whole virus vaccine but attenuated it because it gave people false positives. And now there's this more transmissible one, and they don't know why. Oh, it must be getting transmitted. Yeah, and that needle you get injected with? Australia cancels COVID vaccine trial over unexpected false positives for HIV. By the way, guys, I gave that to you Friday and Saturday and Sunday. My fault, I didn't play it. But we even have the national Australian news with the Prime Minister admitting they had to end the shot because it showed people had HIV. That was a year and a half ago, by the way. And we should show that again. French scientist who discovered HIV insists COVID-19 is a lab creation, and he went on to say, Nobel Prize winner, it will give you a form of autoimmune disorder. But why listen to the top scientist? I mean, what is he, a top scientist or something? And let's not forget this. Bayer says it settled decades-old HIV-tainted blood cases, CBS News. Over 2 million people got sick and died because they knew it had HIV and hepatitis in it, but they still did it. Isn't that just cute? Yeah, here's the Australian news, your TV viewer, where they just admit, okay, well, people that take the vaccine says they have HIV, but, you know, we're just going to be quiet now. And again, they'll just flim-flam you and have special test programs certain ways where the medical system doesn't show it, and then you'll just die of an autoimmune disorder like cancer when your autoimmune system shuts down. That's what white blood cells do, is stop cancer. It's just cute. It's funny because, you know, Bill Gates thinks you're a dumb animal. And you know what? If you let them get away with this, I guess we kind of are. I mean, I should do a whole show sometime with the perspective of, say, I'm Alexander Soros. I could host a whole show. I'll wear some pink sunglasses or something, so it'll be okay that I'm a criminal. And I'll just, from their perspective, tell you how dumb you are and how weak you are and how ugly you are and how I'm Alexander Soros and I'm more enlightened, so I know best, and you need to die so I can have the earth, and this is a beautiful thing. It's my mind's better than yours, so you need to die. Because if you don't recognize this, if you don't realize what they're doing, and you don't say no when you've heard this information, well, you kind of deserve it. Oh, they found the clip. Add that in post. We're live right now, but my earlier breakdown of how the globalists and Soros are behind the war in Ukraine. World War IV, war with Russia, brought to you by George Soros. I want at the front of that interview, because you guys found it. That's great. I'm glad you did. Not their fault. I sprung it on during the live show. Put that on the front of that when we posted the Bandai videos. They can see him brag about, oh, I overthrew Ukraine. I mean, blah, blah, come Dracula, you know. It's what we do. We get your children. So I'm at Alice and Crowley rituals. What do we do? The Carpathian Mountains are so beautiful. The children of the night, they make such beautiful music. Huh? Oh, Prince Charles is who I serve. He is doing quite good to everyone right now. I am George Soros.
Thank God you are so stupid.
You think old George had some gold in those eye bags? You think old George Sorcy boy? You think he is taking the Moderna or Pfizer shots? No, he's not taking those shots. Those are for you. Just like the death camps run by Apple and BlackRock are liberal. And the NBA owner says, I don't care about those people in death camps. They don't even rise to the level of my mind. What a perfectly satanic statement. I'm cut off from millions in death camps. I'm cut off from millions having their organs harvested. I'm with the leaders. I don't care about those people. I'm George Soros. I work for Hitler. I said it was the best time of my life. And I get ADL awards because I'm soulless and I'm twisted and I'm evil. Come on, come on, come on. I got news for you, baby. You ain't ever got to die. Stay with us, my friends.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Scandal was when they spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
We won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it. It's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to
no.
put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know that.
Now, what's incredible is we know he did that interview on Friday, and it started to break down. They aired on Sunday. They wrote promos, and then now we know 60 Minutes attacked him last night and basically said he was lying. The level of con artistry and fraud is insane. To unpack this is Roger Stone. I want to be very clear with the listeners. I'm the guy that was wrong. People say Alex Jones is always right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go back to Roger Stone as a political pundit and an analyst for InfoWars in 2016, 17, 18, 19, until he got indicted, Roger was like, listen, I'm telling you, this is serious. They're setting me up. This Russiagate thing's important. They want to outlaw political dissent. They're coming after you next. I'm like, Roger, you're not a Russian agent. I know WikiLeaks wouldn't talk to us. I was pissed about it. You're okay. Then they indict him. They SWAT team him, all the rest of it. Well, now I got religion because I know. They're in the news again today, despite all the exculpatory evidence saying I am a Russian agent and I need to be arrested. And it doesn't matter that it comes out that Hillary hired a private group and then later got the Justice Department and CIA spy on candidate Trump and President Trump and all of it. And you see the third leg of the hoax, as Roger said. First thing is saying candidate Trump's a Russian. That was a lie. Then President Trump's a Russian agent. Then he's involved with Ukraine. That's, I guess, the round three. I guess this is round four. Now they're saying the Canadian truckers are Russians. They're saying the Australian truckers are Russians. They're saying the Belgian truckers are Russians. Because, again, they're the globalist outside force. So they're betting everything they've got, including this new war with Russia, this proxy war that's already going, with U.S. troops and weapons, and NATO troops pouring in, $5 billion the last 6 months of high-tech anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles. The war's already happening with Russia. And I guess the West is going to push it, thinking Russia's going to respond with its main military, and then they call that invasion. So here to decipher all this with us is Roger Stone, and also, not do a victory lap, but a we-came-up-for-air-lap. Judge Napolitano, censured, in trouble, never really brought back to Fox like he was when 4 years ago in 2017 he came out and said Trump was being spied on and seconded us. He was never really brought back after that. He was marked for destruction. And so let's talk about our wounded on the battlefield here. We've got that compilation coming up at the end of this hour. So I've been through hell. Roger's been through hell. He's been through hell. We're not victims. We're warriors. We're thanking you, battle-scarred and punished, for keeping us in the game so we're on air to be vindicated to now stop the fourth leg of the Russia hoax, war with Russia. Roger, that's my breakdown. What do you have to say to that?
Well, Alex, it's great to be back with you. I am brought to you through the modern miracle of olive oil, I might add, a terrific tip you gave me. And I couldn't resist coming on today to point out that everything we said on InfoWars in 2016 has now been borne out. One, the Steele dossier, the entire
phony predicate that the FBI used to open their investigation into Donald Trump has been proven to be paid for by Michael Sussman, to be paid for by the Hillary campaign. In fact, he billed her for it in his legal records at his law firm, Perkins Coie. Secondly, the phony CrowdStrike report, the report that was classified during my trial, the report that the judge would not let us see, we now know has been completely debunked. There was never any evidence whatsoever that the Russians conducted an online hack of the Democratic National Committee. We said it here on InfoWars. We were dismissed as conspiracy theorists. And now the third unbelievable leg of the stool. Undisputed evidence filed by federal prosecutor John Durham that the Trump Tower was in fact surveilled, was in fact hacked by the deep state, and that it went all the way into the Trump presidency. Now, I'm the only person you know who was actually investigated during Watergate and also investigated during Russiagate. I went at age 19 before the Watergate grand jury. Then, as now, I did nothing wrong. Yet there were huge stories put out on Friday that Robert Mueller declined to prosecute Roger Stone. Mueller passed up on prosecuting me for cyber crimes connected to the Russian hacking. Why? I'll tell you why. Because there's no evidence whatsoever that I knew about or was involved in any Russian hacking.
Because, Roger, I'm not putting you down. You're like me. You and I couldn't hack our way out of a wet paper bag.
That's for sure. This is the greatest single political scandal in American history. This is the greatest single abuse of power that we have ever seen. Let's define it, if we may. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, with the approval of Vice President Joe Biden, who was in the room when this was all approved, were involved in the use of the full authority of the United States government and the extraordinary capability of our intelligence agencies to spy on and thus launch an investigation to remove a duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump.
That is treason. That is treason against the people, against the republic. That's about as big a crime as you can commit.
And let's face it, Obamagate, which is what I call this, makes Watergate look like small potatoes, look like nothing. But go to the front page of the New York Times. Go to the front page of the Washington Post. Go look at the lead stories on ABC, NBC, CBS. No, there's a willful effort to bury all of this. There's only a handful of places you can go to get the absolute truth. And InfoWars is proven right yet again. Back in on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, when the last remaining unredacted, long-hidden sections of Mueller's report were forced to be disgorged only because of the order of a federal judge, even BuzzFeed said, quote, Roger Stone is vindicated. It feels good, I must tell you, but it doesn't remove the carnage. It doesn't remove the damage that you have suffered, that I've suffered. We'll talk about that on the other side, on the effects of this. But today, the truth is out there for everyone to see. Obama, Hillary Clinton spied on Donald Trump. He is vindicated. We are vindicated. And yeah, we're here today to do a little bit of a victory lap. I plead guilty to that.
Absolutely. Stay there, Roger Stone. We'll be right back, folks. This is big.
Something very rare is going on. And it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well of super high quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now. The best high quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting worldwide, is Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Roger Stone riding the shotgun with us. Exclusive information. Look at these headlines. Report, Ratcliffe gave Durham intel that he said supports multiple indictments. He said that months ago, and now he's saying that information he already has with his national security clearances is coming out. Because the left didn't even hide this. Remember, people asked, how did Roger Stone and Alex Jones know back in 2016 Trump was being spied on? They were in the newspaper saying, we've got intel spying on him. We know he's a Russian. New York Times headline, January 20th, Inauguration Day. Wiretaps at Trump Tower prove Russian connection. And then, of course, we had all of our other sources and information. Here's another one. Majority of Dems want Hillary Clinton to be investigated over Russiagate poll shows. So America really is seeing through this and understanding what happened. Roger Stone. I mean, here's an old headline from a few years ago. Inquirer, proof Obama wiretapped Trump. This was not a big secret, says Alex Jones was right there. So how big a deal is this, and why do you think this is just now coming out, and what do you think of Durham?
Well, Alex, here's the most important thing to understand, and that is politics is always about the future, not the past. We're going to see what John Durham is made of. We do know that former director of National Intelligence Radcliffe says that he turned over 1,000 pages of evidence, which implicate not only John Brennan, but also the former CIA director, but also former FBI director Comey. In other words, both of them were informed that Trump was being surveilled. Both of them chose to use the false narrative of Russian collusion to open investigations and to smear the president. When I tried to say this during my own trial, I was gagged. When I tried to prove this with evidence, expert testimony, forensic evidence, I was barred from mounting that defense. Essentially, the government said, we don't have to prove that there was Russian collusion in order to convict Roger Stone. They were right. Here's the point, Alex. They are now using the same exact playbook regarding January 6th. Politics is about the future, not the past. Once again, we're being told it was, quote, the most deadly attack on America in American history. There's the beginning of it. Proof that they were wiretapping me, Paul Manafort, and a third Trump advisor. By the way, that's the front page of the New York Times. That would disappear from their online version shortly after I drew attention to it. So now what you have is them recycling the exact same playbook regarding January 6th. You can go back and see the huge headlines. Alex Jones and Roger Stone investigated in regard to January 6th. There's nothing to investigate. I don't know anything about it. Wasn't there, had no advanced knowledge, didn't know about it in real time, denounced it as soon as I heard
it. So what you're saying is it's true. They're betting. If you go to CNN, half their side is this. ABC, half their side. It's all, there was an insurrection terrorist. Anybody that supports Trump or questions elections is a terrorist. And so their new Russia hoax domestically is that January 6th was a big giant conspiracy to act like idiots and blow our political feet off.
And once again, they deny the involvement of the intelligence services. So when Ted Cruz asked the Department of Justice official appearing before him how many FBI agents were on Capitol Hill, how many were involved in this operation, he got no answers. When Ray Epps is clearly seen on video, the 5th and the 6th, rousing people to break into the Capitol, we're supposed to believe CNN when they just dismiss it, saying, oh, he's not an FBI asset. He's not an FBI informant. He wasn't working for the feds. Sorry, I'm not buying. It's the same exact playbook. They keep saying this was the most deadly attack on the United States. The only two deaths I know about are a woman who was literally bludgeoned to death, Roseanne Boylan, bludgeoned to death by a Capitol Hill police officer, and this officer is deified, celebrated, because she beat an unarmed woman to death, maced her in the face, and beat her with a nightstick until she was dead. And the coroner says she died of a drug overdose. Sorry, I'm not buying. And then there is the situation of Ashley Babbitt. Shot in cold blood, an unarmed veteran threatening no one. We actually have video now of her telling people, don't break the windows, don't break into the Capitol. But she was shot in cold blood by a Capitol Hill police officer, I believe it was NBC, deifies that officer, makes them appear to be a hero. They killed an insurrectionist. No, they killed an unarmed veteran. They're trying to run the exact same playbook. Why? Because they have nothing else to talk about. Joe Biden can't run, and the Democrats cannot run in 2022 on their stellar record on energy prices. Gas prices are going up higher than Hunter Biden. They can't.
Absolutely. I mean, even a majority of Democrats don't want him to be the nominee. A majority want Hillary prosecuted for Russia. It sounds like a complete awakening by large portions of the Democratic Party that Republicans aren't perfect. Hell, we know that. But the left and Pelosi and these people are crazy.
Well, and have we had food shortages in this country since the Great Depression? This is the richest, most prosperous, and most successful country on the face of the earth. Does anyone actually believe that we can't get chicken wings? Does anybody actually believe that we have food shortages? This is a manipulated crisis, and it is painfully obvious.
And let's talk about that. Why would you want to be Trudeau and keep a country locked down? Why would you want the EU to collapse things? Why do they want to devalue the currency? And even the head of the Energy Department said, we want to raise prices. We're in a transition. Because it's Cloward and Piven. They want to bankrupt people to get rid of the old great system that isn't perfect, but great compared to what they want, where we're all on a universal income. We're being broken right now.
Well, and you're absolutely right. If you want to see what's going to happen here, just look at Canada. You had Derek Sloan on, a former member of parliament, who resigned from the Canadian parliament as a matter of principle, left the Conservative Party because the Conservative Party are like the rhinos here in the United States. There's nothing conservative about them. They're not pro-life. They're not pro-gun rights. They're not pro-God. So Derek Sloan left. He is now leading the charge with the truckers. These are peaceful people who are peacefully protesting, and they have caught the attention of the world. So what's happening in Canada? Now we have martial law, and they're being accused of being terrorists. They're not terrorists. They just don't want compulsory vaccinations. They don't want mandatory vaccinations. They are now arresting pastors who dare to keep their churches open.
They've been holding some pastors for a month to open churches. I mean, that's crazy.
If there were ever a time that people need the support of God, if there's any time that they need the solace of Christianity, if there's any time they needed the church, it's now. So that's why they want to close the churches. You see Trudeau grabbing power in an outrageous way, leading the way as to what's happening, going to happen here. As I'm sure you've seen, Alex, there are multiple truck convoys being organized here. My good friend Dion Cini is putting together one that will go from L.A. all the way to Washington. Do we have a country in which there is still free speech? Do we have a country in which people, including truckers, can peacefully express their opposition to this COVID-19 madness? Or are we a police state? I can tell you, as someone whose home was stormed at 6 o'clock in the morning by 29 heavily armed FBI agents in full SWAT gear, someone who lost their right to travel, their right to speak, their right to make a living, someone who was bankrupted by the deep state, it sure feels like a coming police state to me.
Oh, I don't think it's coming. I think it's raping us right now. And again, we don't blame the police. That's not a police state. The police are the police state. It's the globalist running it, doing authoritarian systems to get rid of checks and balances. They are the problem. It is the people running it. I want to get more into where the war with Russia goes. It's already ongoing. It's about to expand. And so much more. The midterms in 267 days. And so much more with Roger Stone.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Final segment with Roger Stone, a battle American patriot, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, but I want to be clear. Yeah, Russiagate's old news. We all know it's a fraud. We know it's a lie. We knew that day one. Obviously, the left, the globalists want to get rid of the country even existing. We're the ones defending the country. We're not the ones trying to get rid of it. We're not on the payroll of the Russians or the Chi-Coms like the left is, but we have to wrap our minds around that same excuse to attack the Russians is now being used to start a war. And that's why this is so pertinent and so important. It's such a big deal that the left doesn't want the news out right now. They do not want the news out right now that Durham filed from his raid on Hillary's top lawyer, the actual billing her to hire the groups to hack into the servers and do all this, to then use fake dummy info they got to get the national security investigations going. So where do you expect this to go now, Roger?
Well, Alex, I think that that the criminals, that the perps, are hoping that all of this gets subsumed in their coming war in Ukraine. Something that has never actually ever happened before. You and I did an interview roughly a week ago, in which I outlined why I thought that the justifications for this war were phony. Putin has said over and over again that he does not want Ukraine to join NATO. Translation, he doesn't want Western missiles on his border, just as President John F. Kennedy did not want Russian missiles 90 miles off of our shore in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. You and I had a very lively interview. It was incredible how many people downloaded it afterwards. And I put it up on my YouTube page so more people could see it. It survived there for approximately 5 minutes before it was removed. So it's not like you question Dr. Fauci. Doing that will absolutely get you banned on any social media platform. But now you can't even question the phony reasons that they put forward for war.
And you can't even defend yourself and say you're not a Russian agent.
You have no place to do so unless you come on InfoWars. So I think that the deep staters, those who have been busted cold in this crime, are hoping that the entire news cycle gets subsumed in war. It becomes more important than ever that we go to an unnecessary war. It's clear to me that if the Ukrainians, at the behest of the United States, simply agreed not to join NATO or not to put NATO missiles that close to the Russian border, that war could be averted. That could save hundreds of thousands of lives, Ukrainian lives, Russian lives, American lives. But no, we have an administration that is hell-bent on war, now so more than ever, because they have to change the subject, because they have to distract.
By the way, Roger, when I was trying to get you on yesterday and you popped in as a laryngitis for just 10 minutes, that's what I wanted to start the interview with. So start over, because we're live right now, but I'm going to use a clip of this up front. In your own words, clearly, this whole war thing is a distraction from their whole agenda collapsing here. So it shows how this Russia phobia they've used to try to demonize their American opposition has now bled into a giant psychosis. And then you've got Brzezinski that wanted to destroy Russia. You've got Soros that wants to destroy Russia. So then all these weird, old, or dead, in the case of Brzezinski, people that had beefs with Russia, we're still living and might have nuclear war because old rich men still have a hard-on for Russia. In your own words, this is about distracting from Russia?
I think it has a huge amount to do with distracting from China. China is our real problem. Don't look over here at the Chinese the way they have infiltrated.
That's what I meant to say. Even when I get things wrong, get it right. So, I mean, in your own words, Roger, because you already said this on air and off air, why is Biden wanting this war? Why does the deep state want this war?
Well, first of all, I don't buy their fake narrative, which is that the Russians want to take over the entire country of Ukraine, insert a puppet government to restore the faded glory of the great Soviet Union. That doesn't even make economic sense. They couldn't afford to do that if they wanted to. Putin's aims are very clear. He doesn't want NATO missiles, Western missiles on his border. His position is identical to that of President John F. Kennedy in 1962, when we didn't want Russian missiles in Cuba 90 miles off of our shore. But their other great objective is to distract from the Chinese infiltration of every strata of our society. I was talking to Jackson Lawmeyer, who's running for the U.S. Senate in Oklahoma, great patriot. He told me that the Chinese have bought over 300 acres of prime farm and ranch land in Oklahoma. Yet if you read a report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it says there are only about 1,000 acres across the entire United States controlled by the Red Chinese. That's clearly inaccurate. In every case, this terrific new book by Peter Schweitzer, Red Handed, which really details the Red Chinese infiltration of the Clinton administration, of the Obama administration, of the Bush administration, and of the Biden administration, particularly through Hunter Biden, that must be distracted from. So we have a war over here against Russia, folks. They actually have the nerve to tell us that the Ukrainian borders are sacrosanct, that the Ukrainian borders must be respected. What about our southern border? Why isn't that being respected? Extraordinary report by Laura Loomer only days ago in which she actually got video of several busloads of illegals being dropped off in Maitland, Florida, being given preloaded credit cards, being given hotel rooms. We have homeless veterans sleeping in the streets with nothing to eat, yet we're giving illegals, by the way, who come here without being vaccinated, we're giving them preloaded credit cards. Incredible report by Laura Loomer. We wait for Governor Ron DeSantis to take decisive action in this regard. He said he would ship any illegal that was sent here to Delaware. I take him at his word. I look forward to their being shipped to Delaware. To his credit, he and the Attorney General here have said that they will file legal action against the Biden administration.
Well, Roger, in closing, because we never got to the Napolitano thing, later when we archive this at man.video, we're going to play the Napolitano compilation right here at this point. So please put a note in there, guys. So people, at least people will see that to watch man.video. But look at these old headlines. Did Obama wiretap Trump? No, but it was just one of the president and GOP's top conspiracy theories. They attack me, they attack you, they attack everybody. This was all over the news, though they had admitted they'd been doing it. So this is a big deal to be vindicated, that they were wiretapping us illegally. They were spying on everybody, and there was no evidence. Obviously, they already knew that, or they would have used it. This is a big deal.
No, in fact, last week they announced with huge fanfare that Roger Stone was not prosecuted for cyber crimes. That's kind of like, man does not bite dog. That's because there was no evidence that I was involved in any cyber crimes whatsoever. It's kind of like Alex Jones being investigated on January 6th. The only thing I saw you do on January 6th is jump up with a bullhorn and tell people to pull back and not break into the building. That's what I saw.
That's right. One more thing. You know, people that are trying to get sued, we're not litigious. We're not making threats here. I've seen this Eric Garland, not Merrick Garland, people send me these clips, say terrible things about me that aren't true. Roger Stone connects up Russian intelligence with Alex Jones employee Jerome Corsi. And then he just links to something that doesn't even say that. That's defamation. And then he goes on to call for all these horrible things for us to be arrested and stuff. Who? I mean, I'm not a litigious guy, but at a certain point, you just can't keep saying I'm working with Russian intelligence when I'm not, Roger.
No, that's why I need people to go to stonedefensefund.com. Stonedefensefund.com. Why? Because I'm finally ready to sue. I'm tired of being on defense. I'm going on offense. I've already talked to attorneys this morning. I do have actions. My civil rights have been violated. So have yours, Alex. I urge you to do the same thing. It's a brutal fight. I'm already defending myself in six remaining bogus harassment lawsuits filed by George Soros front groups. And I'll win those. But now it's time for me to get back some of what they have taken from me. So, folks, you can support me at stonedefensefund.com. Then go to the InfoWars store and buy a product or send a contribution, because this is the last beacon of truth. Without InfoWars, there is no place you can learn everything that is really happening. Thanks for having me today, Alex. It has been great to get out there and point out that you and I are both vindicated, that we said everything that has been confirmed in the last 24 hours. You and I said in 2016, we were vilified, we were smeared, we were threatened. In my case, I was framed, but we were right, and we will continue to speak the truth. It's what God requires of us. It is what God wants of us. I believe that I was saved for a purpose. I'm back at the ramparts. My grandchildren said, Granddad, Pop, it's time for you to maybe just retire, hang it up, write books. No, I'm right back here on InfoWars. I will fight for the truth shoulder to shoulder with you, Alex. God bless you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely beautifully said. Yeah, folks, look, we're fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves. You want people to be champions and fight the globalist out of Soros, the New World Order? We're doing it. But we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com and support our local affiliates. We thank you all. Hour number three with another big guest coming up. Thank you, Roger.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.